Bob made a sucking sound through his teeth, which is fairly impressive given that he's got no saliva to work with. Or maybe I'm giving him too much credit. I mean, he can make a bee sound with no lips, too. Can you give me a reference point or anything? Not for certain, I said, but I have a gut instinct that says it has something to do with necromancy. Bob made a whistling sound.
I hope not.
Why? I asked.
Because that Kemmler was a certifiable nightmare, Bob said. I mean, wow. He was sick, Harry. Evil.
That got my attention. Bob the Skull was an air spirit, a being that existed in a world of knowledge without morality. He was fairly fuzzy on the whole good-evil conflict, and as a result, he had only vague ideas of where lines got drawn. If Bob thought someone was evil, well, Kemmler must have really pushed the envelope.
What did he do? I asked. What made him so evil?
He was best known for World War I, Bob said.
The whole thing? I demanded.
Mostly, yeah, Bob said. There were about 150 years of engineering built into it, and he had his fingers into all kinds of pies. He vanished at the end of hostilities and didn't show up again until he started animating mass graves during World War II. Went on rampages out in Eastern Europe, where things were pretty much a nightmare even without his help. Nobody is sure how many people he killed.
Stars and stones, I said. Why would he do something like that?
A wild guess? He was freaky insane, plus evil.
You say was, I said. Past tense?
Very, Bob said. After what the guy did, the White Council hunted him down and wiped his dusty ass out in 1961.
You mean the Wardens?
I mean the White Council, Bob said. The Merlin, the whole Senior Council, the Brute Squad out of Archangel, the Wardens, and every wizard and ally the wizards could get their hands on.
I blinked. For one man?
See above regarding nightmare, Bob said. Kemmler was a necromancer, Harry. Power over the dead. He had truck with demons, too, was buddies with most of the vampire courts, every nasty in Europe, and some of the uglier fairies, too. Plus, he had his own little cadre of baby Kemmlers to help him out. Apprentices and thugs of every description.
Damn, I said.
Doubtless he was, Bob said. They killed him pretty good, a bunch of times. He'd shown up again after the Wardens had killed him early in the 19th century, so they were real careful the second time, and good riddance to the psychotic bastard.
I blinked. You knew him?
Didn't I ever tell you? Bob asked. He was my owner for about 40 years.
I stared. You worked with this monster?
I do what I do, Bob said proudly.
How did Justin get you, then?
Justin de Morne was a warden, Harry, back at Kemmler's last stand. He pulled me out of the smoldering ruins of Kemmler's lab, sort of like when you pulled me out of the smoldering ruins of Justin's lab when you killed him. Circle of life, like that Elton John song.
I felt more than a little tiny bit cold. I chewed on my lip and laid my pencil down. I had the feeling the rest of this conversation was not going to be something I wanted to create a written record of. So, what is the word of Kemmler, Bob?
Not a clue, Bob said.
I glowered. What do you mean, not a clue? I thought you were his Skull Friday.
Well, yeah,
Bob said. His eye lights flickered suddenly, a nervous little dance.
I don't remember very much of it.
I snorted out a laugh. Bob, you never forget anything.
No,
Bob said. His voice shrank into something very small.
Unless I want to, Harry.
I frowned and took a deep breath. You're saying that you chose to forget things about Kemmler?
Or was compelled to, Bob said. Harry, can I come out? Just inside the lab, you know, while we talk.
I blinked a couple of times,